calling Dorothy Jane with D-Systems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. You know, I was kind of surprised when it got to be over 10 voicemails, and shocked when it got to be over 100. And we're about to get to 300. This really is ridiculous. You do recall that I am the dad to your kids. And I thought we shared the same commitment to the same Lord. I hope that there is something that we need to get past, and we could do that again. Because the Lord is the Lord, and what we're living is not in obedience to Him. And I hope that will change, because I'm also very much in love with you. I'm really concerned about the relationship with your dad, because, again, I follow the Lord Jesus Christ, not the Talmud. Yeah, and I keep using that example because that is just obscene. I don't know if he actually believes. Does he actually believe that? That is obscene. I did make an offer. I have these discs. I was going to send them yesterday, but because of issues and today wasn't a good day. Tomorrow's going to rain. I probably won't go anywhere. And Friday we have a store installation, so I'm going to send it soon. I have offered this other book because I really wonder if somebody would be interested. Both the one I have, the one from Albert Speer, and the Scripture Alone one. Because as I started reading that, like I pointed out, it's identical. Almost, very, very, very identical to what I spoke last weekend, chapter 2 of that thing. And, I just sent it, but this idea that the video I did, Deceived by Truth, I think that came out really well. And I'm afraid I've seen that in myself, and it's easier to see it in others. I hope one day we'll share the truth again, because Dorothy Jane, I love you, and I love our kids. Please, break down the walls between us. Dorothy Jane, I love you.